Cape Talk.
Five things to do this weekend.
Right, let's move on to some happy things to keep us all busy this weekend. And we have lots of them. It is a very busy weekend as many people are sort of launching spring type events as the 1st of September rolls around. So we have a pick of five of a very long list available to you. And we're going to start with the Homemakers Expo, which opened yesterday already at the Cape Town International Convention Center. I popped in this morning to go and take a look, and it is just packed to the rafters with beautiful things, is the best way of putting it. There are some magnificent examples of local creativity and craftsmanship. I saw lots of items made from recycled and upcycled materials, heart artworks at the most beautiful wind spinners and cushions and crystal mobiles. There was a stand from three potters and a painter that had the most glorious, glorious animal pottery pieces. If you have got a baby on the way or you have a young child and you want to do something special for their bedroom, there was a stand from The Room Growing Furniture, which made me almost wish I had babies in the house again. Almost, but not quite. But that beautiful. There are braai stands. There are stands about blinds and beds and dining room furniture and artificial grass and everything you can imagine about beautifying your home you can find at the Cape Town International Convention Center. I've got the expo organizer, Sandy Edwards, on the line with me now. Sandy, there were cars streaming into the CTICC this morning. I'm sure you're in for a very busy day again. And a number of the vendors I visited told me they couldn't give me a business card because they'd literally given away their entire stack yesterday. You've had an awesome response, haven't you?
We've had an absolutely awesome response. Thank you very much. And thank you for the fantastic glowing review. It is an exceptional show. It's amazing. And I know that the weekend's going to be fully chock-a-block as well. So come on over.
Any particular workshops or demos that you'd like to mention, Sandy?
Yes, we've got two in particular. We've got the Taste Home Theatre, who are doing the best DIY and cooking demonstrations. It's run by Taste and Home and their team, from gin masterclasses to talk paint demos to food demos, you name it. You can find it all there. And then we've also got the World of Decorative Concrete Workshop, daily program again, from concrete dipping to concrete jewelry, how to make your own bird baths and light fittings. It's truly hands-on from the experts.
Okay, Sandy, ticketing info. I know you could book in advance through Quicket or you can buy at the door. Are both of those options open throughout the weekend?
Absolutely, until Sunday night at 6 o'clock.
Okay, till Sunday at 6 o'clock. Adults pay 90 Rand, pensioners 70 Rand, and kids under 16 free. Is that correct?
Correct. The show opens, quite correct pricing-wise. The show opens at 10 o'clock tomorrow and on Sunday, closes at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening and 6 o'clock on Sunday.
Sandy Edwards, thanks so much. Organizer of the Cape Homemakers Expo, which is underway as we speak at the CTICC. As I mentioned, I've posted some pics of some of the very beautiful light boxes and candles and that I saw this morning. Those are on Twitter. If you look at Cape Talk and at PJC Hudson. And of course, we'll be giving away one last set of tickets to one of you in our secret something a little bit later. Some music on the menu next. If you're a fan of Mark Hayes, make sure you get to the Roxy Review Bar this weekend at Grand West Casino, because he and his band have an amazing Bon Jovi and the Masters of Rock tribute show. Obviously, that includes a lot of John Bon Jovi classics and a second set of tunes taking you on a journey through rock and roll history. Rather than me telling you what you can expect, let's chat to the drummer of the Mark Hayes band. Adrian Langefeld is on the line with us. Nice to have you with us, Adrian.
Hi, Pepe.
What is the journey through the history of rock and roll include? Besides the Bon Jovi in the first half, what do we look forward to in the second half?
Well, the second half, you know, it's great classics, things from the Beatles, stuff from Journey, a bit of Elvis. We do, you know, it's quite a varied set. So, you know, we try and kind of, it's difficult to encompass everything, but, you know, a bit of Guns N' Roses, a bit of Pink Floyd. So, you know, we kind of try and do it. Pay tribute to sort of, you know, the classics that everybody knows and has loved. So it's all around. It's a very, very fun show, enjoyable show.
Okay, Adrian, I know you've got three performances this weekend. Tell us when they are.
Yes. Okay, so it's been taken down to two performances, so we're not doing the matinee anymore, but it's just tonight at 8 p.m. and then tomorrow night, Saturday, again at 8 p.m. So it's the two evening shows.
Okay, the venue is the Roxy Revue Bar at Grand West. How much are the tickets and where do we book them?
Okay, so tickets are available at Quicket. So you can choose whichever show you'd like, and that's 160 Rand, and it's 180 Rand at the box office. So better if you can get in advance to save a little bit of money for the parking.
Adrian Langefeld, thanks so much for chatting to us. Drummer for the Mark Hayes Band on at the Roxy Revue Bar tonight and tomorrow night. Right, if you are a fan of craft beer, and I know there are lots of those in our audience, listen up because the next event is called In the Shadow of Giants Cask Beer Festival. The Shackleton Brewing Company and the Springbuck Pub are hosting a cask ale festival. To tell us more, I have on the line Steve Beale, who's the director and brewer at the Shackleton Brewing Company. Steve, great to have you with us.
Hi, thank you very much for having us.
Tell us what the event involves.
So basically, we are hosting the second installment of our cask ale festival. What we do is we get a whole bunch of local breweries in the southern suburbs area, and we give them one cask each to fill with some amazing goodness there, and we bring it to the cask fest and tap it on the day.
Okay.
So we got nine amazing breweries joining us tomorrow.
Okay. Won't you mention a couple of them to tell the listeners who they can expect to find there?
Yeah, so there'll be myself at Shackleton Brewing Company, and then we're very fortunate enough to have Fuller's South Africa. So Fuller's from the UK have a distribution network here, and they did a collab with Woodstock Brewery. And then we've got Swifties Brew from the Deep South, and then we've got Afro-Caribbean and Dissident Collab, Atlantic Storm, Devil's Peak, and then the Kennel Brewery are doing a collab with Old Potters.
Okay, now the venue is in Newlands. Tell us a little bit more about where to find the event, Steve.
So Springbok Pub, I'm sure a lot of people know going to the stadium there at Newlands watching the rugby. There's a pub right next to the stadium, Springbok Pub Newlands. We're hosting it outside in the courtyard. We are covered with a stretch tent and fire heaters in case of the weather.
Okay, and it's tomorrow and Sunday, is that correct? What time is it open, Steve?
No. So it's just tomorrow.
Just tomorrow.
Starting at 1 o'clock and going through late into the evening.
Okay. So 1 o'clock tomorrow at the Springbuck Pub right next door to the stadium. How much are tickets and do you need to book in advance?
You don't need to, but you'll save 20 Rand on your tickets on web tickets. You can just follow our link on our Facebook page at the Shadow of Giants Cask Ale Festival. You can get at the door as well for 100 Rand tickets.
Okay, so 100 Rand at the door or 80 Rand on web tickets. Thanks so much, Steve Peel, director and brewer at the Shackleton Brewing Company, the Shadow of Giants Cask Ale Festival in Newlands tomorrow. Right, spring also means that we see some of the dormant markets spring into action and some new markets opening their doors as well. This weekend, we'd like to point you to Merendal Estate in the Durbanville Wine Valley, which has launched a farmer's market to be held on the grounds of the estate several times a month, I gather, starting this coming weekend. Let's find out more from Benny Howard, who is the marketing manager at Merendal Wine Estate. Nice to have you with us, Benny.
Good afternoon, Pippa, and to all the listeners. Yeah, indeed, it's going to be a great day. It looks like the weather is going to be fine, some sunshine, and the beautiful surroundings of Merendal here in the Durbanville Wine Valley. We have a brand new all aluminium frame, super cozy, all-weather marquee that can take up to 1,000 and more people that we will be using for our farmers markets in the future. And things are going to be fantastic. Fantastic. There's going to be so much to do, and we're going to start early because, we also have the park run that starts every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. So we're going to open at 7:30, most probably the earliest market of all of them.
Okay, so come along and grab a cup of coffee before park run and then stay on replace all the calories you just ran off by eating. I know the food is one of the big highlights of the market. Benny, will you chat to us about some of the options you're going to be dishing up?
Yes, I think people will be very pleasantly surprised about everything they're going to see. We have a large selection of products and gifts, including fresh fruit and vegetables. There's going to be meat, dairy, dry goods, preserves, homemade confectionery, freshly cut flowers, pot plants, succulents, whatever you need to buy. And for people that want to really shop nicely, some beautifully handcrafted jewelry and other arts and crafts as well. But that is just if you want to buy something. I think the best is going to be to bring the whole family and just come and ease the day through with a wide selection of tasty foods that we'll be having. We're going to have a spitbraai. There's going to be sushi, calamari, burgers, saucy sausages, and a lots more to do. And then obviously we will have all those lovely things, popcorn and candy floss and sweets for the kids.
And that sound in the background is my stomach rumbling. My apologies. Benny, the last question is whether there is any entrance fee to come into the market.
Yes, we do have a small entrance fee of 50 Rand per adult, but children under the age of 18, they are all free. And we will also give free entrance to the launch event to all the parkrun attendees tomorrow to come in. But I do want to say that unfortunately no pets are allowed at Meerendal Wine Estate unless they are registered guide dogs. But otherwise, we welcome everybody in and around Durbanville and from the southern suburbs, northern suburbs, eastern suburbs, and wherever the case may be. They must come and have a great time. We also have wonderful live music. And Gavin Edwards will be one of the local entertainers in the afternoon that's going to make things happen until we close around about 5 o'clock. And
Benny Howard, thank you so much. Marketing manager of Meerendal Wine Estate, their farmer's market launching this coming Saturday for the early birds at 7:30. It'll run throughout the day, closing at around about 5 p.m.
Cape Talk. 5 things to do this weekend.
Finally, an opportunity to see some of our most talented up-and-coming classical musicians. The Artscape Theatre and the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra are hosting the 47th annual Western Cape Youth Music Festival this Saturday, featuring young classically trained performers. Young singers as well as instrumentalists are being given the opportunity to take to the Artscape stage with the orchestra and really experience what it is like to play a professional performance. Always lovely to chat to Artscape CEO Marlene LaRue, who joins us on the line now. Marlene, lovely to have you with us. So how many performers have you got on the menu this year?
Oh, this year we have 12 wonderful performers, and every year we're in awe of the talent that we have in South Africa. And what it also makes it so special, Papa, we're kicking off our Heritage Month, the 1st of September, with these classical artists. And for us, it's just there's a future for classical musicians, because these 12 performers that's performing has been auditioned, and they were the ones that we feel that they must perform with the orchestra. The highlight, obviously, is this young little girl who's 8 years old, Ilana Falsen, who's going to play the piano, and wow, what a gift she has. And we're also going to feature a soprano, Sinesi Pofuna, who is just a fantastic mezzo-soprano. And we have cellists, we have pianists, and this is under the baton of Brandon Phillips. So this, it's not a competition, it's a festival, and it's showcasing the genius that we have in our society, and we owe it to them to give them this wonderful platform to perform with a professional orchestra.
It sounds like an absolutely wonderful evening, and I'm so sorry I'm going to be missing it because I'm away this weekend, Marlene. Are there still tickets for those who want to book?
Yes, there's still tickets, and it's only 80 Rand because we want to make it accessible for everybody. It's starting at 7:30. If you want to know more, you go on our website, www.artscape.co.za. Please come and support these young persons because they are the future of our country.
They are indeed. Marlene LaRue, thank you so much. Artscape CEO, the Western Cape Youth Music Festival tomorrow evening, Saturday the 1st of September, starting at 7:30 at the Artscape Theatre.